All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 92, released on March 9th, 2025. Look us up, hit us up on the socials. We're on Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok. What else? Do we got a blue sky yet?
Yes, blue scope, not blue sky.
Blue scope. Isn't it? Blue sky is the blue sky. The social networking platform.
Yeah, that's the Liberal Association Network that they're all switching to because they don't want to be on X.
Oh, that what it Elon's is? Well,
Elon's killing everybody.
Well, what are we actively monitoring? We're actively monitoring Instagram,
we're
X.
On Facebook, X, TikTok, and Instagram.
I would dare say that the interaction we have on Facebook is more than all the others put together. So and if you got to pick one, then go with the Facebook.
And if you go into links, isn't it links? That's part of Facebook's or no twits, isn't it twit? I don't know. We have
an awful lot of twits.
You're a twit.
Twit. Yeah.
We haven't got through the opening yet.
If we haven't thoroughly confused you yet, then you're clearly new to the show.
Just Google us, we'll find you.
Yeah, but I think Facebook is probably the best place to go because that's where you'll find the largest community that we've got online. If you so choose, you can email the show at 3ftpodcast.org. We will from time to time check that and read.
I checked it this week.
I'm right on it every week, buddy.
Steve is on it every week, so if you write
because,
in.
Because we're doing listener letters once in a while here.
And a pro tip, if you do not want the message read on the show, then say so. Otherwise, we will probably, because
just
we
in case your wife listens, you know.
Right, yeah, or whatever reason. Because we do read those on the show, and we love interaction with the community. So, yeah. Do that. The website is 3ftpodcast.org. And as I said, you can comment directly on there. Show notes will be linked in the show's description, and that is true of the YouTube version as well as the audio-only version. No matter how you consume the show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, oh gosh, everywhere that serves up podcasts, you can find Three Fat Truckers. I think I did a lot of work to try to make sure that was the case. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And welcome back to another episode of Dave Pissing Everybody Off.
This is Malia.
And Steve. Good day. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Another fine episode of Three Fat Truckers as we slowly approach episode 100. And we still don't have a plan for what we're going to do with 100 because it seems
we'll fly by the seat of our pants. Like
yeah, pretty much.
We got a plan. We just ain't told nobody yet.
It's all in our including head. Me. I mean, nobody. Not even Dave knows.
Oh, I got one rolling around in there somewhere. But
the thing is, it'll be after the truck show. And
speaking of the truck show.
Truck show? What truck show?
Well that would be the 2025 Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
What's the dates on that, Steve?
The 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Yeah. Booth number?
Come check us out at booth 38054. Check out our friends at Clean Fire at booth 13080. And check out Miss Kelsey Eckert and Associates at booth 38703, friends of the show.
And by the way, you can find all of us in the South Wing. So
Clean Fire will be up in the North Wing, I believe. believe.
They're in the north wing?
I think that's where it's at.
Okay.
I found a, where the heck did it go?
We're all over the place down there. It's a big show. Walk around. We're by the front door and by the food. We're fat.
Well, the food.
Well, with the
they
shirts
made sure
you
of the food.
With the shirts you pick, they can see those from a mile away.
That's right. That's why we do it.
Well, let me tell you right now, I have the Matt's, one of the Matt's sites up here to get all the booth numbers for all the vendors to make sure I had the right ones. And our countdown here, boys, is 18 days, 14 hours, 40 minutes, and 6 seconds.
I was going to post that on our page today. Yeah, because that's been...
the countdown?
Yeah.
Well, it's still... Oh, okay. 59 seconds, 39 minutes.
It's yeah, countdown it's constantly down. Running.
Ooh, is okay, that something 50, I can 50, put 50. On our website?
Yeah.
Want me to try and
yeah, you can. You?
Nobody tells me nothing.
Well, I wanted to make sure I had the right numbers, because
you know
I don't
what
know
you tell me when I tell you
numbers on people here, and I'm like, you watch. They probably give us one... number that was transposed, and we've been telling everybody the wrong one for how many months. So I wanted to double check them.
Nobody's
the only one you had wrong that you
anyway.
Gave me the first time was our own number, because you told me 5'8" and it's 5'4".
Well, what are you doing? What are you trying to say that our listeners are not hurrying up and grabbing their notepad and writing down?
Not while they're driving.
Not while they're driving. Yeah, well, they're watching YouTube videos while they're driving, according
you got
to
your
Dave.
Laptop there in a dash.
Or, well, they watch them when they're laying
according
down or resting. But who? Okay, so let's put this scenario out there. You, Eeyore, are going
to
get up from your bed and grab a pen while you're watching a
you looking
video
for your table to pin it back on?
As you're taking a break.
I still don't know why I'm Eeyore.
Because you wear gray all the time and your mood is all like...
Well...
No, well, my mood is like that because I got to get this stuff going.
We do have an Eeyore that works with us, by the way.
We've got a guy that talks
like
this.
Where it's the guy that actually does the Winnie the Pooh voice, and it's him and somebody. Oh, the guy that does Megatron, and he does Winnie the Pooh, and they're doing this dirty skit back and forth.
Oh, Megatron. That is Hugo Weaving. Yeah. Same guy that did Mr. Anderson.
Is that what it was?
Who's Mr. Anderson?
From The Matrix. Nerd movie. You wouldn't know.
Oh. Yeah, I did see that. Bunch of green dots on a screen, I think. Or yeah.
A bunch
that's,
of green
that's what
dots.
You took away from
that. Well, anyways, you folks come to Matt's. We got a little bit of some extra swag this year. We got some air fresheners here. Look at that.
Of course, we've still got
air fresheners.
We got car trash bags.
Got trash bags from 3 years ago. We're still trying to pawn those off.
Trash bags are the ones that remind me of Mike's car wash. Well, I'm not plugging them or anything, but what they used to give you, because you still had window cranks on the doors. They weren't all electric, and you held the bag on the window crank. That's where you put your trash.
God, I remember that.
Well, there's actually some vehicles that have a little clip on the dash now that you can hang them. Yep.
Is there anything that comes out anymore? I mean, it's got to be really, really cheap. Version of whatever brand of car it is. Is there manual windows still anywhere?
Mike's last pickup. Yeah, there is. Mike's last pickup truck was.
What year was it, though? I mean,
13, but he ordered the
basic. Oh, 13. Well, that's been.
He ordered the basic, nothing. No. And you can still buy work trucks, you know, the white work trucks.
That was 12 years ago, player.
I say 12, 11 years ago. Oh, it's a 13.
That's the last person I know that bought a new truck that had. Window cranks from the factory. It didn't have floor mats. It had a rubber mat. That was it. Had nothing.
Well, I have you know, Dave, I almost joined the Jeep Club because I looked at not a Gladiator, but a regular four-door.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold it before I went to look at it. And I'm thinking, shh, dodged one there.
I shouldn't be surprised that you would try to cram your big ass in.
No, I mean, I had one a long time ago. But no, I don't want one of those. I'm wanting to get rid of my second pickup to get something to drive every day. So,
because
the one ton's not the fuel.
I used that for 7 years as a grocery grabber.
My
one ton dually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid. That's why I like area that respect, and we have a grocery store named Myers, but they build the parking lot for one-ton dualies. They've got
it ain't no fun parking, no.
Now, you go to Kroger's, it's like squeeze, you need to take your shoehorn with
well,
you.
Well, if I am driving, there's usually always a trailer hooked to it, so
yep.
It's like, yeah.
Take eight spots away, and so. But yeah, we're getting ready for the match show. There's a lot going on this year. We'll probably throw a little bit, like Bill said, we'll put the countdown on our webpage. We'll throw a little flyer up there for you guys. And so you get a chance, come see us, come check us out. We got lots of, I don't know, it's going to be a little different. I did talk to one of our drivers yesterday, and he wanted me to remind Bill, and we did the truck show over in Lima, Ohio last year. And one of the guys was getting up in his truck, and he was helping his wife, and he was putting both her hands on her butt, trying to push her up in the truck. And we all lined up there, asked him if we could have a turn. Come to find out that's Zach's uncle in the yard there. He was telling me about it. He goes, I know them fat truckers. They're trying to push my wife's butt up in the truck.
We do need to sit, this is probably more for off the air, but we do need to sit down and figure out what shows we're going to try and hit this year and when they are. Like you said, you definitely wanted to go to Goshen.
Yeah, we are definitely
when that
going
is,
to Goshen.
I'd like to try and make that.
That's going to be, we're going to do a little specialty on that one too. So but don't know what yet.
What time of year is that? I don't remember.
It's spring. It's one of the first ones.
I might just try and ride my Harley up for the weekend or something.
Yep. So, it's got tons of everything's free. They have a big cookout for the day.
But wasn't you wanting to do some cooking up there?
Yeah, but they don't.
They said no.
I don't. Well, they don't want me to step on the toes of the guy that's doing it. Gotcha. They're already paying a guy, and I talked to them about maybe doing something the day before, and going up there because they do a big setup. Maybe doing dinner for them the day before
for the people that's setting up.
Yes. Yes. So, but
well, we're nothing. If we're not anything, we're givers.
That is true. But I want to go up there, like set a tent up there.
Because I ain't no queer.
How did that have to do?
I mean, yeah. I mean, no.
We're talking about the Amish here.
I knew it, Dave. He's coming out.
He's coming out.
But speaking of the Amish, the Powerball's up. Amish Powerball's up to four dozen.
Four dozen? I thought it was 4 dozen 2 weeks ago. Somebody must have hit it.
Somebody hit it, and then it's back up again.
What problem was they dropped a couple.
on the way down. Man, you can't be dropping eggs this time.
That's what we call depreciation.
Oh, when I was coming around the curve to get on 41 there in Evansville, going into Henderson, Kentucky, the other day, this was last Monday, on the side of the ramp, because it's a pretty sharp, you know, cloverleaf-style ramp, there was a case of eggs that had obviously flown off of a vehicle laying on the ground.
Or somebody's
eggs
playing. Oh, I thought he was playing a joke on you. You just set a box out there that said eggs to see who would
stop. No, there was cartons and then eggs and everything everywhere. Somebody lost. It looked like I about pulled over.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't. What is
like $200 right there?
Oh, dude, that had to be. And they were brown eggs too. So they had to be.
Oh,
hundreds of dollars worth of yeah.
So I just watched this thing about chickens on YouTube about the different kinds of chickens and who lays the best eggs and what kind to get.
We had chickens forever.
Yeah. Who does lay the best eggs, Dave?
I believe it is a rever if I remember chicken. It's the brain.
There's a Red Star, Rhode Island Reds. How many did it say they laid, Dave?
This one said it did right around 28 to 27 a week.
The best one is that
they
lay 300 a year. That's the best.
And so that's probably
man, that's,
then
that's
the next
putting
one
in the OT.
Back to 250 a year.
And it has a lot to do with their food and their environment and their activities and stress. So it was interesting.
What I keep seeing is the meme all the time where it shows a dozen eggs and the caption at the bottom says, when you buy them discounted eggs at the farmer's market in Florida and all of them are patch and little gators.
Yeah, they are. They look like the largest.
And all I can hear is that damn What's that one Cajun chef? I guarantee.
Anybody here ever tried gator meat?
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It reminded me of lobster tail, honestly, because it was made kind of the same way. Everybody
says everything tastes like chicken. Have you ever had frog legs?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. You kind of rubbery.
I can't eat them anymore, Malia.
No, I don't eat
them. What about crawdads?
They make him jumpy.
What about crawdads?
Oh, have lots of crawdads.
You ate the little crawdads, the little red ones?
You ever suck head?
No.
Yeah.
You've never sucked head? I've sucked head.
Well, that's
Steve's. You've sucked head.
They got
you?
A little tool now. Have you seen that, Bill?
Yeah.
It looks like a thumbprint machine. It's white. You put the crawfish tail in it, squeeze it, and pull, and it takes the shell right off.
And I also
no self respecting Cajun will ever do that.
I'm not Cajun. We're getting quantity, Bill.
Yeah, and then I also watch them how they pull the brown vine out too. They got their little special
brown vine. The old mud,
I just do that with my thumbnail.
Yep.
The old thumbnail method, or just eat it.
Well, at Walmart, you can buy a whole bag.
I can't
of
eat any of this stuff. I'll get sick.
You don't like seafood, Malia?
No, I usually get sick when I eat
it. Oh, it's delicious.
Well, we didn't become truckers by not eating stuff we've seen.
Once you get past smell, you got licked.
Ha!
Did you say hoodie?
I said putty. I was trying to be.
Oh.
Instead of saying.
Yeah. So how was your week? How was your week?
I'm keeping it clean there, you F bombers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I haven't dropped any F bombs.
Yeah, we lately. We got a
Bible right beside you.
Lately.
Put your hand on it.
So how was your week, Bill? What did you end up doing this week?
Well, I ended up taking a load of copper in a van trailer to a suburb of Dallas called McKinney, which is just close enough to call it Dallas, but just far enough away to where I didn't have to tangle with any of the bullshit that Dave had to tangle with the other day.
Did you stop at Bodacious Barbecue?
Man, I didn't stop anywhere. I was in and out of Texas so fast.
You gotta tell me when you're in Texas. I'll tell you where to go.
Oh, I know where these places are at. I just can't be bothered.
I found like 600 new places the way I went.
Oh, they're not new.
I went down to Sentinel, Texas this week. And those windstorms, and the place was on fire. The town burned up. They lost 20 houses in the town. It jumped the interstate, burned up the whole yard at SDI. I got there at 4 in the morning. Chad was there the day before, and it caught on fire then. And they said it looked like tornado fire funnel clouds. They run him out of there real quick. Didn't even weigh him out, just told him to leave. And then the power was out because it burned all the poles down and they were falling over. But I got there the next morning at 4 and they finally let us in at 8. But it's wild. All and the fence posts were burning. You're sitting there at the guardrails. They're sitting there still on fire. So.
And before anybody goes and Googles Sentinel, Texas, he meant Sinton, Texas. S-I-N-T. S-I-N-T-E-N-I-N. Sinton.
Sentinel. I'll tell you what, Bill, it's pretty cool.
That's another Dave-ism that we deal with.
We love
that. Red America Truck Show, when you type in our name and the exhibitors, it pulls us up and gives our thing. And then you hit the little globe underneath and it goes right to our website.
Yep.
Huh.
Boy, I told you guys we did all that.
We have arrived.
And I just put, there's a little star. You guys got to go in and click the star. Get us some love here. I guess somehow. There.
Also, can you read the booth? Where's the craft beer booth?
I just got to type it in. What's it called?
Craft beer booth. The free craft beer they're giving away.
Okay,
that's what I want.
I want to know where the food, there's free breakfast. It was one of the days, or
that's at the hotel.
The craft beer says no exhibitors yet.
Well, they're doing it.
They've got a name.
It's not an exhibit.
Well,
I'd have to go back and read the email, and I'd probably do. I get 5 a day from these people.
Here, Bill. Bill, type in this address in your search. You ready? All lowercase mats, MATS 2025.smallworldlabs.com /dashboard.
Everybody out there listening, go ahead and type in like you said.
There you go. That should have that page for you with the countdown and everything.
Mats.com/what?
No, mats2025.smallworldlabs.com/dashboard. It'll give you the exhibitor directory and the countdown, and then you can type in our name or anybody's name to see who's there, and it'll give you booth number, and you find it.
Yeah, I'll throw that up on the screen here just for theatrical effect. Yep. Let's see.
Window. For the you on the podcast, sorry.
Yeah, go check out the YouTube. This is the page.
Type our name in the search there.
Yep.
While you're there, Bill. Type 3FT in the search right there and hit it. Down, right there. 3FT. You got to put three fat truckers. Sorry. And there we are. Hit that little globe down there.
Where's our
you
logo?
You should have completely played a prank on him. Well, he thought he was going to this, and then
click on that star. Click on the star. There you go. Now hit that little globe underneath our number.
Why don't we have a logo?
I don't know. It goes right to our site.
Yeah.
I don't know
why we don't have our logo here.
They got it.
I'm gonna.
It's in the book.
Well, you all one need do is go to our website like this. Go to our thing. Right click. save the image or copy the image.
Where are we at on time here?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess it is time for a break. Gee whiz, got away from me again. Yeah, after the break, we'll get into a story here about, Dave showed us. Dave's got a picture on the.
Oh, you got a book? How come we didn't get one shipped to us?
Because you didn't
do the info. Sign us up.
First thing is, you buy them when you're there, and you didn't buy it. This is last year's book.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, okay.
That
doesn't explain this year's lack of. Anyway.
We're not there yet.
Flash up our sign.
10.
Yeah. Okay.
9, 8, 3, 7, 2, 6, 5. Yeah,
anyway, we'll be back after this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Hopefully that be long enough so that Apple Podcasts doesn't.
I listened to one the other day, and they don't cut in till probably 8 or 10 seconds almost after we've went silent, and then sometimes they're over top of us when we come back in.
Now that I can't do anything about, but the way it works is when I'm uploading this to our service, it like shows me the waveform, which is like the visual representation of all of the sound, and then here's this little space where we didn't say anything, and so there's no up and down, and then I move a rule line to put it right there, and if we've got 15 seconds of silence and I put it in at like 7 seconds in, then yeah, you're gonna get 7 seconds of silence before. But the whole thing of it overlapping, that's their fault right there. I don't know.
What do we got here? Trucking company.
So we do have a news article.
Yeah, I throw a little bit of news out there since we've been beating up on our buddies up north in Canada, and they can't make up their mind if we're going to tariff them or not. But I put a little love up there. Who smacked your mic? I put a little love up there. So to see that Canadian DOT isn't any nicer than the U.S. DOT. What are you drinking there, Jack Daniels? For breakfast?
Zero sugar Jack Daniels.
Okay. That's for us fat guys that want to get drunk and not get fatter, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's awful.
It really is an alcohol drink?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy, yeah. Make them too. I'm surprised it's got Coke Zero in it.
Coke. Yeah.
I was kind of surprised when I saw that. But it's flat. It's terrible. It's flat.
Hey, guys. Squirrel. Yeah.
That's all right. Please drink responsible. Don't drink and drive.
Well, now the second drink was better. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't drink and drive, folks. Come on. Why do we got to tell you that?
Because they do.
Honestly. So. All right.
Bill, we'll let you handle this first story, and we'll let Leah do the second one. So,
well, the story that Dave's referring to is
there isn't a second one.
He meant on the next show, and I don't know why he did that, Dave.
Dave. You got to scold him like always.
Well, now I feel compelled, a little peek behind the curtain, dear listener. We often record two episodes at one time and then release them over 2 weeks. That way you've got something in your player every weekend. We want to do more. And if we could, we would. If we were all retired, which someday we will all be retired, I hope.
You're working to the day you die, to the day of your eulogy. Trust me.
I'm really hoping Dave figures out how to.
He's got kids.
You still got a little girl. The boys ain't sniffing around the door
yet. Well, I got coffee too.
So I don't want through the coffee.
Okay, so trucking company and driver issued 28 tickets for more than $38,000. After overhype crash into overpass. And this is dated March 7th, 2025. Wow, that is recent. How do you get 28 recent.
Tickets? Just write them one friggin' ticket. You know?
Well, that does look pretty tall.
It does explain. And our buddy Bill, or our buddy Steve here, used to haul oversized equipment. The picture is a cat backhoe on the trailer. And looks a little tall.
When I was looking through stuff for stories, I found one where it said in Oklahoma, a guy illegally, no permits, no escort, hauling oversized through a construction zone, was in between the barriers and got stuck.
Yeah. That's why you get the permit, so you know where the hell to drive.
All right. So, this is dated March 7th. By Wimberly Patton.
Is this CDL Life, Dave?
Yes, who sir. Is this? Okay, CDL Life. It doesn't say that anywhere.
I robbed some of their shit this week, too. Or next week. I don't know.
A trucking company and a truck driver were issued more than two dozen tickets and nearly 40. Oh, and that's up to $40,000 in fines after a bridge strike crash in Edmonton this week. The accident happened on Sherwood Park Freeway at the 34th Street overpass after midnight on Tuesday, March 4th, 2025, in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. According to Edmonton Journal, a semi-truck hauling construction equipment collided with the 34th Street overpass in the early morning hours. The accident forced the closure of all lanes of 34th Street and halted westbound traffic on the freeway. The turning lane on the 34th Street overpass was still closed as of Thursday afternoon. This collision caused a lot of disruption for drivers throughout the day and nighttime, said Strathcona RCMP Constable Cherry Lee Smith.
What does the RCMP stand for?
Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
There you go.
This is an important reminder for drivers of big semis to make sure they have all their equipment set up for regulations so that if they're going through areas like an overpass or bridge, that they're following the required legislation for traveling on those roadways, unquote.
By the way, as you continue reading, read it like Canadians say. They don't say semi. They say semis.
Ooh.
I've got to get a right. Hey, Dave, I had a semi once.
I'll go ahead and think about it.
the
just
royal
shaking her head. I thought for sure she'd chime in.
Think about it.
Think about it. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police issued 5 tickets for the incident. Those tickets require a court appearance. The Edmonton Police issued 13 tickets for a total of almost $25,000 in fines. 9 more tickets were issued to the trucking company for over $13,000 in fines. Wait a minute, the company got less than the driver did?
So,
a final ticket was also issued to the truck driver for causing damage to the roadway. The ticket will also require a court appearance, and the driver could face fines equivalent to the cost of overpass repairs. The 5 tickets we issued require a court appearance, and the driver will be required to go back to speak to those, and that's when it will be determined what type of penalties will be brought forward, said Smith.
It ain't actually, don't get on them.
Yeah. Well, they left out a quotation mark there, too. The total cost of damage done to the overpass and roadway has not been confirmed. Here, see, this, Steve used to do this, and he would call me and talk to me almost every day. And almost every day, I thought to myself, better him than me.
Can you bring up the picture?
Bring
the picture up, because I want to talk to Steve about it for a minute. And we'll let everybody see what we're talking about. I should have had it up while we were doing the show, doing the thing, but I wasn't paying attention. So
there you have it.
All right, Steve, first things is I see one flag on the front of the trailer. Okay. So apparently they don't require a lot of flags.
Well, there's none on the marking the widest spot on the tracks hanging off of it.
No.
It's one of them excavators where the cab itself unhinges and tips down to make it lower.
It's a high cab.
The boom, yeah. And the boom should have been folded back up and under, not sitting on the trailer straight up.
Do you see the hydraulic hose all peeled off the top there hanging down?
This is Canada, though.
It's Canada. Is this after he hit it or before?
This is after. The bridge is right behind it. If you look in the mirror, you see the bridge.
Oh, it didn't rip off. It must have just caught the arm and not the cab.
Yeah, the boom is a little taller than the cab.
Well, it was. I guarantee the boom's through the trailer now.
Yeah.
Like you hammer a nail, you know?
Yep.
Well, you guys remember. I know you remember because the friggin' road was shut down for quite a while.
Thank you, Bill.
The other company out of Indianapolis, I don't remember the name. I'm not going to, even if I did, I ain't going to say it, but that was hauling one of Omnisource's car crushers and had it running, going down the road behind them, and the jaws opened up for the load at the top and caught the overpass there on 465 on the west side of Indianapolis that one time. And it cost, what they say, I don't know how many million to repair that bridge that they hit.
Well, do you remember the
pieces of concrete and shit that thing, when he hit at 50 or 60 mile an hour, it landed on cars and shit behind him. And I mean, it was just a mess.
You remember the Trumbull drum you went down to Tennessee and brought back?
Oh, yeah, I moved that a couple times.
Yeah, well, I had to move it from South Bend to Fort Wayne, where it's still sitting now to this day. And that stupid conveyor belt that folds you
had
up.
You had to
that belt
throw straps over and crank them straps for all you was worth to get that shit pulled in.
It was dragging the ground behind her head. Stop.
Well, when I pulled it to Kentucky, it was damaged. It had.
Right. They fixed it.
It was in South. Was it South Bend?
Yes. That's where
I remember where I got it at, but. Or no, it wasn't South Bend. It was up there.
It was in Elkhart where you got it, wasn't it?
Yeah. And
took it to.
It was to where a dump trailer fell over on it. It was dumping by side of it, and a dump trailer fell over on it and just mashed the shit out of it. And I'm toting it down to Kentucky and about to BFE to some hillbilly repair shop. And I get down there, and the guy's like, well, why'd you bring the whole trailer? We just needed that part. And I'm like, I'd have gladly took that part off and put it on a flatbed to bring it to you instead of joting this whole friggin' piece of crap down here because the brakes would lock up or the wheels wouldn't roll. I mean, it was just terrible.
I ended up having to throw It had a shaker on the tongue part, and I had to throw straps over it because the springs on the shaker was vibrating it on that. So how was your week, Malia? Did you have a good week?
Yeah.
How much ice cream and waffles you eat this week?
Just one.
And and do you have a new sidekick now?
No, it was this week. My grandkids' birthdays were this week, so I had lots of breakfast desserts.
Sugar?
Breakfast desserts.
So who's your new sidekick you got?
Oh, Link. He's a Great Dane Doberman mix.
Is he missing?
No, he's
missing Link.
Yeah, I get it. Well, his original family named him after
him. Put in the laughter effect, Bill.
Smashing a good laugh. Yes, frightfully, dreadfully clever.
That's funny. No, he was named after a cartoon, I guess, which. Bill, you should know the cartoon. I guess it's like
it's not a cartoon. It's a game. It's called The Legend of Zelda, and the lead character is a person called Link.
Did they play that at the bus stop?
I don't actually.
I was getting ready to say, I have no clue. I'm sitting there thinking of Bugs Bunny Roadrunner. I don't remember nobody Link.
Link.
But
I remember Legend of Zelda, but never played it.
I went to, you want to have some killing stupid times. 5 minutes, I'll never get back, but. I went on YouTube and typed in, or not YouTube, on Google, and I typed in 1970 Saturday morning cartoon lineup to see what all the cartoons were. Oh, my God, I forgot about some of the stupid things we had then. It was terrible.
Really? I'll say a couple. Are you ready? Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey was one of them. Joni and the Pussycats.
What was the one? Activate. What was the one? The Arab one that would run around with a sword saying "Asan chop," try to chop people with that big Persian looking sword with the big curly pointy shoes.
Do you remember Grape Ape?
Yeah,
Huckleberry Hound. Huckleberry Hound
rode on the back of the car, and he's like 18 times, and the little dinky dog driving him.
Exit. Stage's left already.
Leah's like, I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
There was a
conjunction junction. What's your function?
Putting out the bills so you can read them each month.
Oh, I don't know that song. I remember that one though.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Schoolhouse Rock. Can't miss. Yeah. That's all Gen X stuff here. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's get into this thing here. Bill's always mentioning earlier that we listener letters.
Hey, look at that.
Write in, ask if you got a question or want us to talk about something, you know, send us a message, email us, or on Facebook or Messenger or however you can get it to us. I'll usually find it. But this one, we have another one. I had one here a couple weeks ago. Remember what his name was now. Brain fart. Anyways, this
old
one
age.
Is one of Bill's friends. And wait till I get to the end, because you're both going to laugh, because you're going to relate to this letter, because I did as soon as I read it. And I think I told Dave about it, too, already. But well, here we go. Well, we have another listener letter. Look, guys, it's catching on. I can't say enough about our listeners. I'm glad they give us some input. This week, we have a listener, Richie Workman. Richie's question was, what job did you start out doing when you got into trucking? A story he shares with us starts out when he was 19. He began hauling freight, and to back into a dock, he explains, he was scared because there was a truck on each side of him to back in. So he started to back up. He got out and ran to the back of the truck to look, and ran back to the truck and backed up a little more, and ran to the back again and finally got in the dock after about a half hour. Then the old guy beside him says, good job, son. You didn't hit anything. You took your time and you're done. You're going to do all right, he said. Now that you got her in the door, pull back up and open your doors. He says he was so embarrassed but never made that mistake again. He says he's been pulling tankers now for the last 26 years. No doors.
Yeah, I was going to say, he got rid of the doors.
Richie says he thinks everyone should cut their teeth hauling freight because it gets you into some nasty places to back into. Well, all I can say is everyone has forgotten to open the doors at least once. I don't care who you are. If you're not, if you say you haven't, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as the nasty spots backing in, I'm sure everyone has a story of their own. I'll have the boys tell us the ones they remember from their travels. Thanks again for the letter, Richie. And if you have anything you want us to cover, send us a message like Richie did. Let's dive into this, boys. What's your worst spot ever backing into that you can remember, or when you first started?
Because I can remember. Does it have to be first started?
Well, when you just first started driving truck, because everybody's nervous backing in. Just starting out. I don't care who you are. You don't start out as a pro. I don't care what these old farts. I've been doing this for 40 years. Well, the first 2 years, you wasn't worth a shit. I'm going to tell you right now.
I think the hardest dock I've ever backed into, and it wasn't when I first started.
Same here.
Everything was hard, no matter how easy it was. When you first start out, you know, you're high stress. But that Cresco warehouse, the old Cresco warehouse at Fort Wayne, where you got to back. Cresky's, you got to back into a door.
Blindside.
And your blindside. And what side
building you're on, because they took that building and used to be a drive-through dock, and they put a wall. So one side you had to blindside in, the other side you could back in normal. But it was made for a 40-foot trailer, wasn't it?
Or less, maybe straight trucks to deliver to the stores back when that's what it was.
And when you put a 53 in there, you were just sort of jack cockeyed in there. It was terrible.
Yeah, because I had a back when I used to go in there, I had a it was a T600 Kenworth with a regular size, I think, 64-inch bunk. And, 53-foot trailers. And I was picking up carpet pad in there because Fomex was using a portion of the building.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been about 25 years ago, 27 years ago. And I wasn't new, but it was... that was probably the hardest one I've ever done. It's the one that comes to mind.
I got two of them like that. I got one recently that Bill's actually delivered to too. It's Albany, New York. We have to back into a dock that was built in 1870.
Yeah.
And it all depends on who's there is how bad this is. And I've been there when I've had one on both sides and I had to put it between them, and there's 9 million baskets, and it was never built for our truck.
That's one of those places where the problem is that, for one thing, the docks are right up against each other. So if there's two trucks in each,
your doors are hitting.
You literally have your doors pancaked against each other, and there's a fence out in front of you, and they stack up a whole bunch of shit in front of that fence.
And reels and stuff. Reels all over the place.
Reels and totes and some other stuff. And you've got to negotiate all that. So, I mean, when you're experienced, it's kind of, oh, God, this is a pain in the ass. But I can see how when you're new, that would have been a terrifying
back into. I got two places, and they're right next to each other. And they're two totally different things. We used to haul downtown up to Detroit, downtown right off of Mack Avenue, where you're in the ghetto. And we would deliver to Better Made Potato Chips up there, their pretzels. And they would have you back inside a building off of a two-lane street with a little 3-foot sidewalk on each side with a 53-foot trailer. By the time you got backed in the door, your truck was blocking the street completely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you go in while they're unloading you, and they'd say, you lock your doors? No. He said, better go out and lock them. Go out there. This guy walks up to me with the old style trench coat. Hey man, you want to buy a gun? You want to buy some jewelry? And I'm like, okay, no.
Was he wearing clothes under that trench coat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, did you guys ever deliver in the mines in Detroit, down underground?
Where not Detroit, but I've done
the post office. I have down there. I told you about that, having to pivot your trailer around the post.
Yeah,
but the other spot, right there on Mack Avenue, was right around the corner to where the Packer was. We used to take veal calves down
the car,
and you would pull the bolt rack trailer right up next to the building, and you would unload out the top. They'd flip a chute out of the second floor of that building down into your door, and they had a little billy goat that would come out. Seriously. Had a little billy goat come out into the trailer and walk through.
I was going to crack a joke about you.
And them calves would follow that billy goat right into the building.
Shut the fuck up.
Unload.
Hey. Language.
I didn't say nothing.
I didn't
shut down. Funny up.
Yeah, I don't like backing up.
Shut the expletive up.
I do my best to do a pull in and out game.
Well, I remember because I went to school for this shit. And I remember the mantra was that you backed out of traffic and out of all the danger instead of backing into it. So you always tried to think in terms of.
That would be great if the dock was on my front bumper.
For real, though. I do remember now a place I went to in Brooklyn, New York, many years ago, that they made the little bottles for prescription medications, and that was another one of those cases where you backed in and then your
that thing tractor, didn't weigh anything.
No, and they put them in bags and just big giant trash bags and just threw them in the trailer, and they had.
Well, I got one in Cleveland, Ohio. You have to back into, and it's one of them that you have to jackknife your truck exactly 45 degrees, you know, and hit the dock. And it isn't that it's hard. It's being able to hit the dock at that exact angle because you can't block the front.
Bump and go.
Yeah.
Well, we have Tri-State Metals in Chicago that where you got to back. It's an indoor dock, and you can't see shit until you're back in there. Because it's dark in there and you're backing in off of a busy street. And that's a customer we have now.
The worst one I had, Dave, was when I just pulled in the parking lot, no matter where it was, and just dropped my trailer and pulled away from it.
Yeah. That's what I do at Coke and 7-Up up in Chicago. Hey, can you pull that trailer out for me? Nope, no, can't do it. Dropped it.
I mean, my low boy, I just would unhook and drop it no matter where
I know it. At. I know what you're talking about. But I've been to a few places. I refused to do it and made them hook their yard mule up to it because it's like,
hey, no, it's when they have a drop trailer. You're supposed to drop a hook and they got them packed. You can't even fit a guy between them to crank the dollies. Crank anyway.
The dollies up, yeah.
So you hook onto it and hopefully it raises it up enough to drag the bitch out, or you're going to rip the dollies right away.
By the way,
that's
a new option they're putting on trucks now, where you can overextend your airbags to left on the trucks now.
It's
going to cause somebody to hit an overpass because they'll forget to put it down.
Well, that is true, but it's like everything else. We had a fine driver with, you know, the nice air tag on the trailer that you can lift the tire.
Oh, don't call him out on the show.
I would. I'm not calling him out,
but he drove all the way down to Texas and forgot to put the air tag down. Now, it was touching. It only had like 1,500 pounds on it, but the back axle was a little overloaded.
He was putting 48,000 pounds on one axle. I can't believe the bags didn't blow. I would not have imagined in my wildest dreams that I would have to say this, but folks, if you hook to a piece of equipment that you are not familiar with, don't just drive out the gate with it. Like
40 years of experience, I've been
driving 47 years. If it's got wheels, I can drive it. If it's got hair, I can ride it. You ain't got to tell me nothing. Daggum, I've been driving 47. Why are they all 47 years?
I don't know.
All these
pride,
people.
That's got the pride.
That's pride.
I don't even think I've been.
That's
driving.
What gets you. So I'm only get 45
years. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder 20, how much it is.
2,200, wasn't it?
Something like that. That was.
So he quit, did he?
No.
I don't know where we're at yet. I don't know.
I don't mean to call the guy a dumbass.
Yeah, you do. There's no call for. There's no reason.
What
for
I mean to call him is a expletive idiot. I mean,
it blows my mind when you told me about that, and I'm like, oh my. And then when you're saying, I'm not paying a ticket. The company's going, well, bullshit.
Yeah,
that's yours, baby.
That is all stupid. You.
Yeah.
Because you can say, there was a failure on the company's part to make sure this guy was properly trained. But you know, in this line of work, there's a culture of making ourselves look like we are more than we really are. We like to talk like we've got more experience than anybody else. We've done it faster, made more money doing it, and we've just been out there a long time. For whatever reason, that's the culture of truck driving.
How much money are you making? What are you getting paid for this trip? Huh? Are you getting paid a lot? I need to see.
People do ask questions like that, and you know,
I think the guy that had that problem did once or twice.
Yeah,
you got $20 I can borrow.
You know, we're at the end of it, though, guys. That's the show. That's the show.
Slam the door on me. Throw me to hell out. Date's over. Get out.
Let me drop this on you, folks. It will cost you nothing to hit the like button on the YouTube if you are consuming the show that way. If you're not consuming the show that way, go do it anyway.
If you just go there to look to see what we look like, hit the like button and leave.
Yeah, hit the like button.
Get scared, but yeah, hey.
You don't have to sit there and watch the whole thing, but you know, and if you really want to help us out, hit the like and subscribe. I'm talking about the YouTube, of course. That really will help us out a lot.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Yes.
But other than that, you know, you can continue to consume the show on any platform you want. And also
throw your likes out on Facebook if you see us post on TikTok.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It all helps. It all helps keeps everything moving from Instagram to TikTok. And so I've let everybody down. I've only done a couple in the last couple of weeks. I've not been on top of it, but been a little busy. So,
yeah.
Because well, I need the sign-in info for YouTube because I'm already put about 300 on there.
Ooh.
There you go.
So, so yeah, folks, I think I'm speaking for everybody when I say that the making the show and being a part of it and interacting with you folks has been the highlight of my life, and I'm not exaggerating.
It wasn't the birth of his children or nothing.
You know, I've done that five times.
Is it a toss-up?
It's already he's already been there and done that.
Done that. It's time to move on.
We're on the replacement ones too, so hey.
Oh.
And remember, 2.5 weeks, guys. If you're at the truck show, make a point, stop and see us.
Talk to us. We love interacting with you folks and hearing.
Especially our foreign gentlemen that are truck drivers. We get such a kick out of talking to the
guys. Last year from London and
Switzerland and
they just
Australia.
Loved us, man. Like, oh. And then they're trying to say, they're all batting their bellies. Well, we're fat truckers too, you know.
Yeah, we weren't fat enough for some of those guys.
Oh, I know. They said, you guys not fat truckers.
It's when you see the guy pull up on the scooter. Looks like he's from my 600-pound life.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, you got me there, bud.
I'm dating a 1,000-pound, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1,000-pound what, Dave?
I'm not going to say it. I'm being nice. Fat trucker.
Yeah. All right. Like we said before, hit like and subscribe on the YouTube. Hit whatever. I think Spotify is the only other platform where you can.
That's where I get it usually.
Yeah. Do they have like a button on the episodes with that? Or
I don't know. Mine just automatically set the download so I can listen to them.
Okay. So Apple Podcasts is the only one that I know that actually has that. That concept of like and rating and all that stuff every place else doesn't really.
Well, let me look.
Not all of them on Apple do. It depends on the show. Some shows do, some shows don't. So I have learned that. But
so anyway, we will be back next week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And still your old pain in the butt, date's over, get out, Dave.
Oh my, I'm Malia, you guys.
We're going to make the next show more about Malia, we promise. No. She just kind of sat there the whole time this time.
We need to get her behind the wheel.
Yeah, we're going to get her. This
has been Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
We'll see you, folks.
all you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.